Warning, the following podcast contains strong language and sexual references from the onset and throughout.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
It is Niall's show and Killian with you for season 6, episode 4 of Daily Dilemma Uncensored, the bits we can't do on The Breakfast Show. Right, we're on to episode 4 and we're flying along.
We're flying through them.
Flying, we're hurling towards 2025. Who knows what is to come in 2025?
Yes, and I will say Christmas is a time for questions, dilemmas, issues. So we expect to be flooded for the second part of season 6 when we come back in the new year.
Basically, we want to know all the weird stuff that's going on.
All the weird family stuff that goes on over Christmas, please share.
And any weird stuff that you're asked, like, you know, just don't hold back. I don't know what I mean by that.
Right, let's start by taking a quick look back at what happened last episode.
Last time on Daily Dilemma Uncensored.
I'm worried about his relationship with his sister. They are so close, it's disturbing me a bit. For example, she's always around when I'm over and they're constantly hugging. It gets worse. She does very intimate things with him, like she pops his spots and gives him massages while I'm sat right there. In the morning, he'll cuddle me. Then he jumps up, runs into her room, jumps up onto her bed, and they play foot. The giggling is very flirty, if I'm being honest. I never thought the girl I'd be jealous of around my boyfriend would be his sister. I don't have siblings, and I'm embarrassed to tell my friends, if I'm honest. Is this normal for brothers and sisters to do? Oh, darling.
There you go. That was last episode. And we have, as ever, had quite a bit of reaction on social media. We encourage it. Please leave your comments underneath the posts so that we can have a scan through them and read some of them on air.
Okay, let's go. Tam says, ah, lads, this is super weird. Next, she'll be asking him what underwear to pick out for her date.
I'd say she does that already. I haven't heard that story, to be honest. No. Liam says, that lad is watching too much of The Hub and probably has a big step-sibling fantasy. What's The Hub?
Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Oh, sorry.
You questioned.
I'm so innocent.
You questioned last
you
week.
You knew that.
Nuts.
You know what Pornhub is?
This is such progress for me.
Yeah.
What are we? A season 6 and I finally know something. Like
I didn't know the lingo.
I knew a little porn reference.
I was wondering that when that dilemma came up. Are they step siblings? Like, because that could be, you know.
Yeah, I would have thought she would have made that clear if they weren't biological.
No, because if they're not biological, then like, absolutely, and she's every right to be jealous. And I think the fact that she hasn't said it to anybody, that's why. It's because she's like got this kind of like just strange feeling about it. Anon, I had a boyfriend like this who was super close with his brother.
Oh.
It gave me Jedward vibes. They were loaded but still shared a double bed in hotels because they were too stingy to book separate rooms. Or maybe they booked the rooms.
Yeah, they could have got twins. Same price. Twin and a double is
the
same price.
That's weird. Yeah. I have slept with my brother. Not in that way. Like, I've shared a bed. Like, but if there was
only by necessity.
Yeah, if there was a single one.
I don't think sharing a bed with someone is weird. Like a double bed.
Yeah, but if you physically went out and bought a hotel with a double bed,
if you had the option of a twin, you'd go for it.
Oh my god.
Finally, Laura says, run girl, you should never feel second best, whether that's to a friend, a sister, or a mother.
Fair.
Okay, good advice. Right, let's get to this week's dilemma. It says, hi Beat Breakfast crew, I'm seeing a guy about 2 months now and we've really hit it off. He seems really into me, but some of his behaviour has me questioning how he really feels about me. When we're out and about, he's always checking out other girls, and he's quite obvious about it. He'll gawk at them, even when he's in the middle of a conversation with me. He seems particularly into boobs. If a girl walks in with great, quote, ditties, as Niall calls them, his head will turn almost 360 degrees for a look. Now, it came to a head last weekend when one of my best friends came over and had a Chinese with the two of us. Now, this girl is endowed. They're like mailbags. And the lad couldn't concentrate on his chow mein. He didn't look her in the eye once when chatting to her. I had to say it to him afterwards in a jokey way. And he said, it's natural for a guy to look at boobs and every guy does it. Mm-hmm. I suppose I'm a little paranoid because I have small boobs myself.
Aww.
Do I just have to accept that this is his way and he'll always be like this? Is it just what guys do? Discuss.
Yes. Yes, yes. And yes again.
If huge boobs walked in, can you can't help yourself.
No,
oh, I'd
can't.
Like find a way to look at them. Yeah. If that makes sense.
You're a bit
like,
more discreet though than this guy. Like, sounds
but she, you're the same. Like if there used to be like when workmen come in or whatever in Snickers, she'll be like, I need to send like, I need to say, go upstairs to see something or deliver a note just to see
deliver
people.
Deliver a note.
What you were doing, I may go get a coffee so you could walk past the people. Like, do you know?
What's your shogun? She's delivering a note.
I've never delivered a note. out of my life. I probably did in primary school, to be honest with you.
I do it a lot and I try to be discreet, but I think there's no way of being discreet. Sure, you're shaking your head.
I spend a lot of time with you. Are my eye discreet? Here. Yeah, but I'm going to be hanging out your
it's
head.
Fine she has a single guy to do that. That's you know, there's no, there's
well,
no
yeah,
issue.
But I still find, like, what? Do I have an entitlement to look?
Absolutely, everyone is entitled. Once you make, don't make the person you're looking at feel in any way uncomfortable. Yeah, like staring or you
if
know.
I'm driving and there's someone jogging or there's someone running, I will have a look out the window. Why
jiggle, jiggle, yeah. Jiggle, jiggle.
Why do men love that?
Like, swear to God, like going to like even City Square. I went to Christmas shopping last week, and there was Wands and Pennies in front of me, like, and there were just like whatever type of jeans, and I'd be looking ahead, like on the escalator, and I'm like, oh, nice.
On the escalator jiggle.
Yeah,
what is it about you is that you love the mood? Like, Tom's always like, do a little
They are
dance
fascinating, thing. Aren't
and
they?
And then, like, when I'm doing my tan, he's always like, I'm like, get away.
It's not that I'm, like, seeking it out. If it's in front of me, I'm going to have a look now. I don't look and stare for ages, but, like, I will. What's it called? Checking people out.
Yeah, it's window shopping. Yeah,
but no, is it that obvious when I do it? Like, yeah. Like as a woman, do you know it? Notice when men check you out?
Yeah, I suppose you would. Yeah, like I think Niall's point is valid. That as long as you're not making somebody feel awkward or uncomfortable, or you're not, like, you know, I've definitely spoken to men over the years that have not looked at my face, like, and like making it really obvious. I don't think you do that, but you certainly. You like a little glance.
Oh no, and I tell you as well. But that's just a weird relationship we have.
It's as long as you're not putting somebody in that situation where you're. Like,
I do think it's a very natural thing to do.
Look,
but
look away, Niall. Like you don't.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like,
well,
you know, but what? It
sometimes
sounds,
you don't get a good look the first time, so I'll have to go back down the aisle in Tesco and have another look. But that's neither here nor there. Okay,
that's what I find in reception when someone hot comes into work. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'll have another.
Just have another little glance, you know. So I'll go back down again.
And where are you looking?
Well, you know, it depends, I suppose, you know, on what they're wearing. But if it's a nice pair of, like, tracksuit ends that are very tight, you know, you might be looking at the back end or the front, you know, it just depends.
Is that what you look at?
Yeah.
Your people.
Your people. That's what you look like at. But I think we're forgetting a key point here. There's a girlfriend here. And if you were with a girl and she was your girlfriend and you were doing that all the time, it's not just about the person you're looking at, you're making her feel like
yeah,
shit.
I'd hate that. Like, I would hate to be with somebody that I felt like
a glance is fine, but he's gone too far.
I don't have big boobs and I like,
well,
no, I don't have what
is double D Sousa, sir.
Yeah, but double D's are actually the most common bra size, I think, right, or one of them. What did he call them?
Mailbags.
Yeah, like I don't have mailbags. Like I don't have something that I think would make people like stop and.
You find butt on you though.
Oh, you do.
You do, yeah. Particularly in those
leather
trousers.
No, you do. Like, and I say it to you the whole time, and you are like, I don't think I do, but I'm like, you know,
a lovely figure.
And I do look, but like again, I'd be looking and glancing. Like, I wouldn't be this guy. The issue here is that he's just staring. Like,
but surely at this point, like, she's like your sister now. Come on, are you still looking at her butt all the time?
Me? Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's mad. Like, it's yeah, like if I got the chance, 100%. I would,
oh,
like,
God.
You know? But I say that to all my female friends that are good looking. Like,
great.
Megan.
And if you have a girlfriend, you meet the love of your life on Tinder, and she say, come and meet my friend's show in the local, I want you to meet, would you still look at her boobs and butt as she walks in?
Yeah, no. Try not make it as obvious. But like I still, well, it depends what you're wearing, if there's a bit of leg out. But I don't know. I really do. I think it's grand. What's the saying? Just because like you're on a diet, shopping. You can't look at the menu.
No, yeah. But I think he's making his girlfriend, who he's meant to be mad about, feel uncomfortable and inadequate. In like, now that's not his fault that she has smaller boobs, but like I do think that I can understand her take on it, because she's invited her friend over who's well endowed, and then he's sat there with his mouth open and staring at her. So like,
get the noodles in.
I absolutely would be calling him out on it and just saying like, I don't think you mean it. And
he has called him out, and he says, and this is the crux of the issue, he says it's natural, it's what guys do.
No, it's natural.
Killian is pretty much
look.
Saying the same.
Yeah, that's fine, but like not to the point that you're making the person
would have felt very uncomfortable in that room. If he wasn't looking at her face, if he was just looking at her boobs while he was chatting to her and the girlfriend, he's made two people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't
there.
Think that's okay. I think what you were talking about, Killian, is actually fine. Like, I think that's just having a little look, like appreciating that somebody has a good body or whatever, like you say, yeah, with the tracksuit pants. I've never met anyone that likes a grey tracksuit pants as much as you do.
Yes, fabulous. But more of it, please.
But that's more tracksuit.
I'm never wearing a tracksuit to work again.
I would request 2025 more tracksuit ends.
Tight ones, the tighter.
Tighter tracksuit ends, okay? Yeah. But I do think that you, as his girlfriend, are absolutely entitled. Maybe you've called him out, but maybe you've said it in a jokey way. Maybe you haven't said, do you know what? This is shit.
Yeah.
You're making me feel shit. And I know you don't mean to, but like, look at me. I'm your girlfriend and I'm sitting right beside you and you're talking to my friend's boobs and that's not okay.
And I'm not, I don't want to be like, okay, I'm going to be quite strong in this. I think it's one warning because there is a risk that this guy might just be a lech. He may, I'm sorry,
what's
I know you
lech?
Really like, a lech is in a guy who leches on girls and makes them feel uncomfortable. It's their way, they don't know any other way, and they're not nice people to be around or be in a relationship
yeah,
with.
And I think if there is any doubt, like, in terms of you looking at him and questioning who he is as a person, then that's a whole other story than somebody just having a little look at boobs. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is you looking at this guy going, actually, potentially, like, he's not a very nice person. Because that is a massive red flag in a relationship.
Because, as you said, it's fine to glance and, okay, if this girl is really well endowed, then naturally you're going to, even me as a gay man would be looking.
I'd be looking. Right?
3%.
But where the line is, right, if he sees her in a sexual way, that's crossing the line. As opposed to just being distracted by boobs.
We don't know that, per se. We don't know, like, what, but I suspect, right, like most of us are quite intuitive and maybe we don't want to go there in terms of like what we actually feel about something. So maybe there is something else going on here where this is just like a kind of it's something that he's doing, but she's spotted other stuff as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would hate to be with somebody that I felt was constantly, it's absolutely, like you say, it's human nature to look. We all do it. I did not bring a note upstairs to see that film. Clarify that. But we all do it.
Yeah.
Of course I do it. Tom does it. I hope he does it. It's natural.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Yeah.
But not if you are with somebody who is making you feel like you don't exist in that
exactly
situation.
And the difference here is we talk about the glance, the look. She described it as a 360 degree head turn in the middle of a conversation with her.
Like he's breaking his neck to turn around and look at her.
Oh, I have done that sometimes. But like, I'd just be with a friend. I think my little theory is, I think he could be a bit of a dick. I think that you're together and you're self-conscious about your own boobs, but I think like he never compliments them to you or your body to you, and you're probably just like, why is every other girl on the earth getting a look? And then like, to me it's all like, you know, I should be the only one you're looking at in the room because we're together, instead of like, you know,
and they're relatively new, it should be in that early throes of lust and
exactly
like never settle, like never get to that point where you're like, you know, I'm gonna look past these little things that kind of are minor red flags, but you're kind of like, oh, but I really like him. Like, I was going out with a guy years ago, pre-Tom, and Shakira, Hips Don't Lie, is that the one? No, sorry.
It's Whenever We're Ever Lucky That My Breasts Are Small and
My Breasts
Humble.
Are Small, and that was me at the time. Like, and there's,
you don't confuse them with mountains.
Lucky That My Breasts Are Small and Humble, and she's on the side of the mountain and she's in her underwear. And
I don't know where she's going with this, but
he turns
it
around, right? He turns around and he says, geez, Shakira, and then pauses and went, I wish you looked like that.
No way. Oh no, that's a slap in the face.
And I stayed with him like for a good while after, but I should have known that. Like, he was kind of joking, but like, that's a shitty thing to say, isn't it? Like
thing.
That you're
really,
with
even as a joke.
You're with someone, and that, like, you know, you're looking at someone else going. I've kind of started this as like, oh, it's a bit of a joke, and he's looking at her boobs and blah blah.
But you got to watch the signs.
And now I'm like, do you know what, girl? I want to be with someone, no matter, even if my breasts are small and humble, that you're looking at them and you're appreciating them. And God, you're going home with those small and humble breasts.
Yeah, they're no Wicklow mountains, but they're my mountains.
They're like a. What,
sounds like a famous line from some movie, Irish movie.
Are they like a Mount Leinster? Are they a Carrick Tool? Or what would you say? Not
I'd
even.
Say they're more like a Bunker's Hill. Right, let's get some thoughts. So, do you want to start this week?
Yeah, I think I've had a little bit of a turn on this one, a full circle moment, shall we say. I just want to say to you that you should never feel second best to anybody, particularly someone that you're close to and that you've
a best friend.
Yeah, that's a horrible, horrible situation to be in. So if there is even a slight part of you that believes that, you know what, he is a bit, as Niall said, uses the word lech.
A lech, yeah, lecherous.
It's not really a word you hear very often anymore. But if you feel like he is like that and that you are not the most important person, then I would be quite strong about saying to him, do you know what? I deserve better. I've looked around and I see somebody else for me in my future and you're not it. Because I don't want to live a life of him looking at,
yeah,
you know.
I just want to say to our emailer, thank you. Thank you so much for embracing the word ditties. I think we should all use it a lot more in day-to-day life. But similar to show, I think, look, I'm not going to say run away from this guy. I think have another word. You've said it in a jokey way. But if you keep getting these little signs and little red flags, and if he sees your friends in a way that you're not happy with, well, then really got to think about moving on with somebody who puts you first.
I think he's right in saying that every guy does it because it's natural and everyone has a look. But if you are constantly going out on dates or going on meals and he's doing the 360 look and he's constantly... Because that is a kick to the face, really. It is not like, you know, this one's better than you. So I think pull him up on it. Say, why aren't you, you know, why are you being a dickhead? So, yeah, that's my thoughts.
Thank you, guys. More on the way soon.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk at beat102103.com.